This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Was recited in the first rak'ah was to the chapter of Qiyamah, which is the chapter of Qiyamah basically means to stand, and particularly to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fatuhasabu ala amalikum, and you'll be held accountable for your deeds, rewarded for that which is good and bad therein. But there's one small verse that I want to speak about in the beginning of this chapter when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the day of judgment, and there will be certain things that will be said by mankind. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a reality that we all know, and it's important for us to embrace this reality and to keep this in mind at all times. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after Udhbin al-Shanajim, يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ, when they're saying, mankind will say, where's the mafar, where's the escape? كَلَّا لَا وَزَرُ, Allah says, there's no escape. إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ, to your Lord is to where the final abode will be. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ, mankind will be informed. Nabba, and this is where we get the word Nabi. You nabba, they will be told, they will be informed. And Nabi, the scholars have mentioned, Naba'a means important news. Anin Naba'il Azim, the important news. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to inform them of what they did in this life. You nabba'ul insanu yawma idin bima qaddama wa akhar, what they put forth and what they've left behind. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. And this is the verse that I want to capitalize on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, insanu ala nafsihi basira. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. Rather, mankind is well aware of themselves. They know. And this is important because subhanAllah, we know what we are doing, that what we do, what is right and wrong. The good deeds and the deeds that are not good as well. And it's important for us to act upon that which is good and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which is not, we work on improving ourselves in that. And this month of Ramadan is a huge opportunity within the Sharia of the Deen of Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated a particular month that is much more in virtue than the rest of the months, to where an individual really implements this verse in the majority of their moments, that they hold themselves accountable, that they do self-review, not only at the nighttime, in the daytime, after Salat al-Fajr, after every Salah, when they say Astaghfirullah, 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 they think about the deeds that they did before Fajr. When the Salat al-Dhuhr comes, in their Salat, they're thinking about those deeds that they have performed. And this is an incentive for them, or a motivation, a means for them to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the bounty and the virtue that He has given him. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلِلْ إِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا. He says, mankind is upon himself a witness, even if he or she was to give many excuses. And what's interesting here, Allah uses the verb alqa, means to like throw or to toss or to just give any type of excuse. Mankind knows himself. There's no excuse you will have on that day. And that's from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on that day when mankind will be saying, where is the escape? They will want to leave. They will want to escape. And there's no escape. There's no turning back. When you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you want to be the individual that is full of regret? That if I'll go back to this life, I will أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those people. The ones that when they are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, oh Allah, give us a chance to go back. We will do the good deeds. فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah mentions them in the chapter Munafiqun. فَأَصَّدَّقَ, I would give charity and I would be of the righteous. And what's interesting is أَصَّدَّقَ is actually atasaddaq, but it is more of an emphasized form to show that I would be of those that would give charity plentifully, or I would give a lot of charity. So there now we are in this world, and alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the tawfiq, particularly of you individuals that are here coming to the masjid, Salat al-Fajr. You know, one of the salawat that is very difficult upon the munafiqeen, on the hypocrites, waking up in the morning, staying up in the middle of the night, staying up and waiting till Fajr. This is a virtuous act. We should not take this lightly, that it takes a lot of effort for you to do that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you for that. But also know that as the days go on and the moments go on, the test from Shayateen will continue. And that's why it's important for us to always hold ourselves accountable, for this is the means to keep away from Shaytan. Once you hold yourself accountable and you don't allow, before anyone else holds you accountable, this is the strongest means of being the one that fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is mindful of His greatness and allows that mindfulness to translate into action, whether it is action of expressing your gratitude or action of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those individuals that continuously hold ourselves accountable before we will be held accountable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those individuals that perform those actions of accountability that is coming from love, hope, and fear and mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في اليمن يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في السودان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في أفغانستان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في سوريا يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في تركيا يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين يا رب العالمين وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا القوي يا متين وثبت أقدامهم على أعدائنا على أعدائنا يا رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.